So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking, and welcome to the Property Cashflow Show. And in this edition, we're talking about property cashflow, and we're talking about what you need to do in order to make property allow you to become financially free. So I must apologise, just had a delivery, the dog started barking. This is working from home, folks. This is real life right there. So every year that we've been in it, and we've been in this for 20 years now, we're learning, constantly learning, constantly, constantly learning. And the more that you know, the more that you learn that you actually don't know, and that you are continually adapting and changing how you perform in your businesses as a person. You work out what's important, what's not important. And all the things that everyone thinks is really important often aren't. And it's the other little things. Like, people go, if I just had enough money. And I've seen people, I've worked with people who've got more than enough money, but they still don't have any money. Because it's not how much money you earn makes you financially free. It's how much money are you spending versus how much money are you making and what the gap is between those two. And one of the problems that we find, and I find this too, by the way, is that the more financially free you get, the more you worry about your income or potential loss of income and about the costs or the potential for costs to increase. So like right now, we're in very, very low interest rates. Like historically, we've never had lower interest rates, which is great and it's awesome, but it gives a false sense of perspective to what life is really like. Now, we're going to get on to how you get use property to become financially free, but we've got to get the definition of financially free completely and utterly resolved. You know, people talk about property being passive, and we know it's not passive. Totally isn't passive, okay? But if you don't understand the difference between your income and your outgoings and what that difference between those two actually is and what it can do for you, you ain't ever going to become financially free because you don't know how much money you're spending. You don't know how much money you've got coming in. I speak to people and I go, well, I've got X amount of pounds coming in. And then we go into their accounts, we look at their bank statements, and they aren't earning what they say they're earning. And they're spending more than they think to begin with. So not only are they spending more than they think they're earning, they're not even earning what they actually think they're earning. They don't even take tax into account or repairs or management fees or maintenance or anything else like that. It's just not taking into account. Let's have a look. So we've got someone saying, hey, Dan, just let me know your name so I know you're watching. That would be cool. So you've got to understand the difference between what your income is, what your outgoings are, and actually totally, completely understand what that is. Is that income going to go up? Is it going to go down? Is it going to go up and down as we go throughout the year? In which case, you need to normalize what your outgoings are so it's always less than your lowest amount throughout the year. These are things no one ever talks about. Everyone talks about the sexy side of property investing and finding deals and doing all these deals. Like we got a HMO right now. It's £100,000. It'll give you £15,000 a month income. That's before all the £15,000 a year. Is that right? Yes. £1,500 a month. My mistake. £1,500 a month is what the rental income is. It's a HMO for £100,000. It's a great 15% yield. Great property. Okay. Really high cash flowing. I've got a number of those in my portfolio. I stick with four-bed mini HMOs, never go to five beds just yet, haven't done for 20 years, but have done on the four-bed mini HMOs. We make about £800, £900 a month on those. They're great. Now, the question is, if you're making £800 or £900 every single month on a property, how many of those properties do you need to leave work? How many of those properties do you need to be financially free? So if you're on 8, 16, 24. If you're on £3,200 or dollars or euros or drachmas, whatever your your currency is, if you're on £3,200 a month, okay, you only need four of those properties at £800 a month to clear your job. But four a month isn't enough. £3,200 isn't enough. What if a boiler goes down and a boiler's £2,000? And that £3,200 that you're earning from your properties, that just covers all your expenses. Just not enough. And then what about tax? Have you taken that into account? And you go, well, I don't know how much tax I'm going to pay. Well, find out. Speak to your accountant. Learn how you calculate this. Wealthy people, millionaires, people who are financially free, they know how shit works. They know how money works. They can read a financial statement. I struggle still reading a financial statement. I create my own financial statements every single month. I've got budgets of money coming in, what's due, and money going out. And I know exactly how much at the end of each month I'm due. I take into account the cash in the bank. That goes onto my little spreadsheet as well. So I always know at the end of the month what I'm expected to have in the bank by the time we get to the end of the month. Today's the 27th of May, for example. We've got, what, 3 days left? It's 30 days in May. 31 days, but it's a weekend. So actually, all the direct debits for mortgages go out on the last day of the working month, last working day of the month anyway. So actually, we'll go out on the 1st of June, which I kind of, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, but I want to get to the end of the month so we can see in the bank how much cash there is. But we know already, because we've got a cash flow forecast that's going to tell us. Our cash flow forecast is a virtual reality of what we think is going to happen. The actuality is the money in the bank. That's how much is coming in. So if you don't know what you've got coming in on a monthly basis and you cannot cash flow forecast, you ain't ever going to be financially free unless you win the lottery or you're Mark Zuckerberg. And trust me on this, by the way, Mark Zuckerberg knows what his outgoings are. He also knows what his income is, and he knows what his potential income is, and so does Jeff Bezos of Amazon. All these people know, So all these people know exactly where the money comes from, where the money's going, what their cash flow forecast looks like for this month and next month and 2025 and 2028. They've got cash flow forecast going out 15 years. My cash flow forecast goes out 12 months. Beyond the 12 month, we don't break it down month by month after that. We break it down year by year. And I got my spreadsheet on here. And the numbers that we're looking at get beyond ridiculous because we're going to go back into buying lots and lots of property. And I've still got it on here. Like the numbers that we've got, my cash flow forecast, I'm looking down, by the way, because I'm just going on to cash flow forecast now. So I've also got my age next to it. And how many new houses we're going to buy each year. My cash flow forecast goes all the way to 2047. That's 27 years from now, which is when I turn 75. My cash flow forecast is ridiculous. Just off profit per month is like 300,000 a month in the next 25 years. Is that 25 years? Yeah, over the next 26, 27 years. So it takes up to 2047. Like, it's pie in the sky. If we don't buy the number of properties that we're saying we're going to buy each year on top of what we've already got, then these numbers kind of, they go inaccurate fairly quickly. But we just adapt the numbers to suit what we want it to look like. And we know what we want it to look like, and then we take the action based on what we want those numbers to look like. Now, there's a whole bunch of questions about why, what's your why are you doing it, why do you want 300 grand a month, and all that other stuff. And that's for you to work out, by the way, for your own self. It's not my job to tell you what you should be doing. Hey, Ernest, thank you for watching, by the way. Thanks for checking in. But it's not for me to tell you what you should be having in terms of your values and your goals and your income. That's not for me. What I can say, however, is that I know what people want in terms of being financially free. They want 2 to 3 grand a month. Usually it's not more than that, but they want that guaranteed. There's no such thing as guaranteed, by the way. So they want that to come in every single month without fail. And the way to do that, by the way, is to aim for 6 and accept 3. Because if you've got half your tenants not paying, you've still got the other half that are paying. That 3 grand could be, for example, this is where your money matrix comes in. The 3 grand could be 10 properties at £300 a month each. There's your 3 grand. That's profit. But if you want to ensure you've always got 3 grand a month coming in, you need more properties. You can have 10 properties at 300 a month and not expect a property not to be empty or something bad to happen with that property, a boiler go down or a boiler leak. We had one of these just last week. It leaked into next door's apartment, cost me about £1,000. New floor, new door furniture, painting, cost me £1,000 because we had a boiler that leaked everywhere. It wasn't a boiler, it was a shower unit, and we couldn't find the leak, and it was underneath the shower. We had to pull it all out, we had to detile everything. Cost like £1,000. So if you're not anticipating this stuff happens. We've got a budget every single month allocated for repairs. It's in the thousands, right? We know we're going to have repairs. And we keep hoping, we're hoping it'll be less. It's never less. It very rare is it less. We keep upping it as well, by the way. But also, when we're there, we're painting, redecorating, putting carpets in. And sometimes when it is less, we go out and we buy carpet and we buy extra door furniture, or we're adding more fire doors, or whatever it happens to be, to add value onto the property to make them more attractive to tenants. We can up the rents and all of that kind of thing. So we're constantly putting that money out. But if you think that you're buying 10 properties at 300 quid a month profit, there's your £3,000, I can retire and move to Spain, right? That's not going to work. It doesn't work like that. That is not how life is. Life is, great, I've got £3,000 a month. Oh my God, I've got four boilers on the blink. That's how life works. At £2,000 a pot, I need to find £8,000. You're going to go bust. So you've got to start investing in a way that you know how much your outgoings are, you know how much your incomings are. You've got a buffer so that if something does happen, you can get around it. So, for example, with my boiler guys, I say to them, look, I'll give you 500 quid and then we'll pay 300 a month for 5 months. Let's say it's a £2,000 boiler. And usually, you know, we have to pay an extra 100 or 200 on top of that. That works great for me because if I have four boilers go, it's only going to cost me £2,000. And then the rest over a period of months, that solves the cash flow problem. The reason we do it like that is because I know what my outgoings are, I know what my incomings are, and I know what the difference between them is, and I know what I want to allocate that difference to and what the other investments are. And so for some people, all of the spare money goes on to refurbing property, which is fine, but how are you going to get ahead of a game to then start buying more and more property? So it has to be this balancing act between you knowing how much you're spending, knowing how much you're earning, knowing how much your maintenance bills are, and how much of that you're moving to one side so that you can buy something in 10 months' time. So let's say you've got deposits, £15,000. You've got 10 months. You want to buy this house in 10 months. That's £1,500 a month. Great. You know £1,500 a month, you can buy a new place every 10 months. These are places up north. Like, we've got a house, it's £69,000. 8% yield, £460 a month rent, I think it is. We pay 200, 250 quid a month. Nice little deal if you can get those. We're all over the place. We sell them, by the way, so if you want to know, then ask me about that. But it's like, okay, £15,000 down on that. How long is it going to take you? 10 months, £15,000 down, £1,500 a month times 10. So then the question becomes, how do you get to the 15? Like, you might go and get a job, and that's great. And most people that get a job and take all the money, we spend it on cars and pizzas and takeaways and makeup and clothes and looking good and all this stuff, holidays, weekends out. It's crazy, absolutely crazy. If you want to see how crazy this is, go into, in Leeds, we've got a shop called Harvey Nichols. Very expensive shop. Go into Harvey Nichols, okay? Go and take a look at the people who work in Harvey Nichols. They're done to the nines. They're immaculately dressed. These people are on retail paying, what, £10 an hour? How the hell on £10 an hour are you buying that Gucci belt or that Gucci top or a Boss T-shirt? What the hell are you doing? You've got to work 20 hours to spend £200 on a T-shirt for you to spend that time at work wearing it? That just doesn't make sense to me. Like, by the way, let me just remove this. Let's talk about T-shirts for a second because it's really important. This, by the way, look at that. Primark, £2.50. Get in. I saw somebody comment on somebody else's YouTube channel a little while ago, about a year or two ago, actually, and they were going, thought you were supposed to be a millionaire. Why are you wearing a Primark T-shirt? And actually, he was wearing a Boss T-shirt. You just couldn't see the little logo thing properly because it was a black-on-black thing. And he was like, you know, dude, it doesn't matter what you wear. It's what's in your bank that counts. It's what your cash flow is saying to your accounts. It's what your equity, the difference between what you owe and what you own, between what you owe and what you own. So like a house, 200 with a £100,000 mortgage, you've got a £100,000 equity right there. That's what's going to make you wealthy, not the badge on your T-shirt. My Primark special T-shirt is not going to make me a millionaire, but it gives total control over cost. This is one of my workout T-shirts, as it happens. But I'm not like in the frame of mind, but I feel I need to dress up to go live. That's not where the value is. The value is what you're spending 200 quid on a Boss T-shirt for when you can get a £2.50 T-shirt does exactly the same. And people say, well, it's to make me feel good. What, you need external confirmation to make you feel good? Why can't you feel good on your own? Why do you need... It's not even someone else telling you you're good. It's a T-shirt with a logo on it saying, oh, I feel good now because I'm wearing a Boss T-shirt. Now, don't get me wrong. I get how that feels. But what are you spending that money on that for? £200 a month times 10 months is £2,500 a year. That's crazy. What would you spend that on that for? This is what being financially free means. And this is what people say in an argument. They go, yeah, but I don't want to live like a hermit. I want to go out and I want to go on holiday. You're right, you do. Just not now. In 10 years' time, in 20 years' time, that's when you can do that kind of thing. Because the graph goes like this. It goes, takes ages, and then it goes woof. And at this point, when it's going woof, not a dog, it's going woof because it's going up. At that point, that's where you buy all the expensive, fancy stuff. All your mates are driving around, fancy cars, going on holidays, having it large in Ibiza, and you're at home working on deals. Guess what's going to happen in 10 or 15 years' time? They're still going to be going on the same goddamn holidays in 10 or 15 years' time, and you're going to be going to a five-star Airbnb place with its own private pool overlooking San Antonio and Ibiza, whatever it happens to be. That's the difference. Most people haven't got the patience to wait. People want the Hugo Boss top now because they feel that that's what makes them successful. And then you go to their bank account, they're overdrawn, they're in credit card debt, they have to go on to retail therapy in order to feel better about their financial situation, which inevitably makes their financial situation even worse. It's crazy. This is how you get rich in property. Cut your goddamn costs. I've got a spreadsheet for every business that I own, okay? And I constantly go through the spreadsheet every single morning. I look at what the income is. I look at what the outgoings have been. I look at what the potential income is going to be up to the end of the month. And then I cash flow forecast it out for the next 12 months. Every single business that I've got, that's what I spend my time doing. And then when I see something, I'm either getting rid of the expense myself or I'm speaking to the person that's in charge of that expense going, what's this? Why have you got this in? Why should this be in? Why are we paying for that? Can we get it cheaper? And people, like, it's like people don't want to do this. Yeah, but Dan, I don't want to be a cheapskate. You need to be a cheapskate. This is where wealth comes from. If you come from nothing like I did, you know, I remember living on potatoes and beans for a month, right? That's how little money that we had. When we first started investing, first started getting going with this, we just didn't have any money, right? I got five GCSEs. Five. You can't get great jobs with five GCSEs. So we worked on minimum wage. My first job was at £1.65, shelf stacking at Asda, age 16, and all my mates took the piss out. Age 16, £1.65. Sounds ridiculous now, doesn't it? But that's where we started off. And then we got into sales. Then you can earn, you know, there's no limit on sales. We're doing 100 grand. We went from age 26, 15 grand, to age 30, just before we left work, actually. Age 29, we were doing 100 grand. But 15 to 100 in 4 years flat. And we cut our costs, not as much as we should have done. We had some very expensive nights out, which were great. Apparently, I don't remember, I was too drunk. And really, we should have invested that money for now. You'll think that your 40s and 50s and 60s, it's miles away. You'll think it'll never come. But trust me, in my late 40s, I'm 47 now. I'm so grateful as I look back at the last 20 years and the sacrifices that I made. And my mates used to say, you're obsessed by money. You're obsessed by property. You're obsessed by managing everything. Those same people have to get up to go to work, although more likely they're being furloughed right now. They have a mortgage that they have to pay, where if they don't work, their mortgage doesn't get paid. My mortgage gets paid whether I work or not. Someone else is paying for it, not me. They are now the ones who have to save up for a holiday, end up putting it on a credit card, and then it costs them 20% more because now they have to pay it off. I don't want that. I never wanted that. I always wanted to be in a position where I could dictate what I'm going to do, where I'm going to do it with, who I'm going to do it with, and how I'm going to do it, instead of being restricted by my finances. But none of that happens until you start taking control. That will do us for today. We're live again in the group on Friday, Mindset and Hustle Show. Come and join me for that. I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you. You can get all the previous videos on YouTube, by the way. You can also download all of this on iTunes. Just go search for my name, Dan Latto, and we're on iTunes. 385 podcast episodes, I think we are. So you can take your pick out of the best ones that match you and what you want more closely. Other than that, have a good couple of days. We'll see you on Friday. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.